Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of bugs, the Niners just have an injury bug, Stoney, that won't go away. 1 week in, your starting quarterback's out 2-5, and then Kittle, we saw in Seattle, has got a hammy. Two dudes that got paid in this offseason. But talk to me. Throw some water on me. Tell Niner fans that Bobby Who's the reggae guy?
McFerrin.
No. Well, Bob Marley. Everything going to be all right.
I thought you meant just be happy. At 2:46 on Tuesday, how are you feeling?
Oh, you did check. Yeah, you did.
My bad. I was asleep, man. No more later, but for some bug.
Hey, that's enough.
5 p.m. Get well soon, brother. Keep me in the loop.
We got it, Stoney. Okay. We got it. My man.
I was thinking about this coming in today. And this is where today's the kind of that, you know, I know a lot of people, you know, think over the course of show after show, you know, I'm certain, you know, some kind of way. But it's days like this where you need me.
Okay.
You guys need me. And you know what?
I'm here
for you.
All right. What you got?
Mr. Perspective is in the house. I'll tell you what, I'm watching the show on YouTube, the previous show with Spadoni and Shasky, and I'm reading the comments, and I'm seeing people say, oh my God, what's wrong with Joe? He's miserable, he's despondent, he's a downer to the injuries,
Which one?
And right, that's
Shasky.
Okay.
And
just being real.
I just realized this is when I come through. This is what I'm all about. People.
Talk to me, Stoney.
We're all right.
Well,
we're all right. We're 1-0.
It's bigger than the record.
No, I don't think it is.
Your starting quarterback is out with turf toe. Just real quick. Do you know what
Let's pack it in.
No, I'm not saying
we're
that.
We're okay.
Do you know what ruined the great Deion Sanders' career? Turf toe. So this thing is not just, oh, you got a sprained ankle, you'll be back. I'm just saying, Stoney, this is serious after one game. And what did you say Monday morning? You know what Brock's I'm paraphrasing. One of his best attributes is his ability to escape pressure. And you're right, his legs.
I'm not going
to
be worried about it this weekend.
Well, you don't have that with Mac Jones, who I'm a fan of. And this will be the easiest football he's played in his career, I believe, because Kyle's conducting the offense. But man, Stoney, am I off base by saying if Mac Jones played that Seattle game, he would have been on his back four times? You know, like little things like that. And I know the schedule game is on our side. I'm not coming in here faking. I'm just telling you I'm concerned because what robbed the Niners of a playoff berth last year was injuries. And here we are again. You're tight end. Couldn't even finish the game, and now out of nowhere, I'm in sick bay in the bed, and it's 2-5, and I didn't even see him get hurt. I don't know if you guys talked about it or you saw it, but apparently on the tackle or the scramble, Love tackled him from Seattle, and now he's out 2-5. That changes everything for me.
Okay, how so?
Because I don't know what to expect.
Okay, but how does it change everything? You still think you predicted they were going to win 7? They were 10-7, going to fight for the division. Why has everything changed?
Because you lost your captain, the guy that was under center, Brock Purdy.
Okay, so you're going to probably miss Brock Purdy for 2 or 3 games.
All right.
If you can't survive that, then you don't deserve it. Mm. Like, this to me is it good? Of course it's not good. But every single time we talk about a backup quarterback, we all say the same thing. You know what? Yeah, if you got to use your backup half the season, you're in trouble. But what about if you need your backup to win 2 or 3 games here and there?
I got you.
Versus Cardinals, home against the Jaguars, the Rams are going to be tough on the road, and then the Buccaneers are no picnic. But you still can win 2 out of the next, you can still win games. That's all I'm saying. Is it going to be harder? Of course it's going to be harder.
Right.
But, like, if you lose, let's say, the next three games, you lose to the Saints, Cardinals, and Jaguars, well, then...
Well,
they don't even know what to say.
And at this point, Stani and Evan won't get this reference, either of the young people out there, but there was a great show, One Day at a Time, back in the day on CBS. It's One Game at a Time for the Niners, and it's Operation New Orleans. And I had this thought last night. I'm going to give Kyle credit. Can you ask me why? Because we saw he had the Geico, which was Brock Purdy, after the Trey Lance debacle, which would have cost some coaches their job. But, man, what was behind door number two was better than actually what you got. So they got lucky, and they paid Brock Purdy. But there was a lot of scuttlebutt, and I was a part of it, not knowing or going off of Adam Schefter and Peter Kings of the world, thinking that Kyle was going to draft, if he had the opportunity, one, Mac Jones. He didn't. But for him to bring and point out and say, you know what, you can be my backup, to hell with the circus or what people are right about my infatuation with you, true or not, before the draft, for him to say, I don't care about all that. And now Mac Jones, 52 starts in his career, Stani, I believe this is the best option at backup quarterback that one could have.
Okay, well then stop writing the season off.
I didn't say that.
No, you said... Everything's changed.
Because of the unknown.
I disagree.
Like, well, what if you get the bad version of...
Well, then you're in trouble. But what right. I... And I'm not saying you shouldn't be worried. What okay. All I'm saying... See,
now,
all
when
I'm
you say that,
is,
I appreciate
it. I just
that.
Want... Okay, I'm asking 49er fans. What do we know? He's going to miss 2 to 5 weeks. You know what? I'll say it right now. I'm not expecting 5 weeks. Right. I don't think he's missing five games. But let's say he misses two or three. Two or three games. So I guess that would be my question. If Brock Purdy's going to miss the next two or three games, and Kittle's not going to be around for the next four games,
yeah.
Like, has everything changed completely? So does have the expectations of this season, have they now changed because Purdy's not playing in game two and maybe not playing in game three?
That's too strong.
Okay.
Well,
that's all I'm saying, because I'm just looking in. I'm just looking at the 49ers right now, and if you want to go game by game, then you can't give up, because you got to go down to New Orleans and beat the Saints with a backup quarterback. Can you do that? I think that's within the realm of possibility. So for my way of thinking, it's a stroke of bad fortune. Absolutely. He's going to miss a few games, but the big picture, if I were a 49er fan and had predicted 10 wins and my goal is to find a way to make the playoffs or better than that, even win the division, my mindset has not changed one bit, not one bit. If we get news today, you know what? It's more serious than that. He's going to miss 8 weeks, and then we got a different ball game. But 2 to 5, 2 to 5.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I can't imagine there are a lot of 49er fans that are saying, this is it, now we're done.
It's got to be more than that. Right, and you would be a fool if you thought that. My point is, I don't know who to blame, and at this point, Stani, what will that do for you on why this team in the red and gold continue to just endure these injuries to key cogs? So we already know you came into the season without Ayuk. D-Rob suspended. McCaffrey, 31, 32 touches, was phenomenal. But now you got a backup quarterback, and mobility's a point. I'll tell you what, my key to the game, you didn't even ask, is the offensive line. They cannot have the game they had last week in Seattle. I know is a good defense, but my goodness, the one thing that Mac Jones, who I think has a stronger arm than Brock Purdy, maybe can throw the ball outside the hashes more than Brock. I know that's a fact, but I do know this. He is not as mobile as Brock Purdy, and hopefully it doesn't come back down to that, but that's when you're like, oh boy, we miss Brock right away.
From the 650 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, expectation of the next 4 weeks has definitely changed, Steiny. Come on. Like, just because are you giving up on, like, I don't understand.
Nobody's
what that
giving
means.
Up. It's just okay. Stylistically, you gotta understand, Steiny. This is his first start.
Okay, so he says, of course the expectations have changed for the next 4 weeks. Okay, you got the Saints, Cardinals, Jaguars, Rams.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Why have they changed?
Because you lost your stellar quarterback. That has to mean something in the grand scheme of things.
Like, what did we think before the four games we were going to do?
That Brock Purdy was going to remain upright and be your quarterback and you would have continuity.
But how many of those were we going to win with Purdy, do we think? Because I think we can still win the same amount
and
without
Brock
Purdy.
You could be proven right, but... And again, you ain't throwing rocks at me or anybody thinking things have changed. It's the fear of the unknown for me.
That's fine. I'm talking specifically about the expectations of this team. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. We got Mike Yam of the NFL Network. He's going to join us at 1 o'clock today. And again, that segment brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. That segment also brought to you by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.